Yankees and the Rays at the Trop on Tuesday. The Yankees sending wily veteran CC Sabathia to the mound. We pick it up top three at Ronald Torres at the plate.
And the first pitch here is swung at and drilled to left field and deep. Back at it goes Borges. He's at the wall and it is gone. Ronald Torres, who, as I said, had only one home run all of last year, picks on the first pitch he sees from Jake Odorizzi. It's a two-run home run in New York. Takes a 2-0 lead here in the third. Odorizzi sets and pitches. Swing and a high fly ball way up into the dome. That might have scraped the roof. Borges can't find it. It comes down in fair territory, and Gardner's going to score. On his way to second base goes Matt Holliday with the RBI dome double, and it's 3-0 New York.
The first pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball back to Sabathia on one hop. He'll lob the first, and Getcare Meyer took one pitch, and the Rays strand two men aboard. Sabathia with five impressive innings. We go to the sixth, 3-0 Yankees over him last year. Here's a swing and a drive into deep center field. All the way back to the wall goes Kiermaier. He jumps up. It is gone. Home run. Chase Headley clears the wall over the 404 sign. In straightaway center field, the Yankees lead is 4-0.
And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a busted bat roller toward first. Greg Bird has it. He'll go to the bag himself, and that will.
The Rays offense had no answers for Yankee starter CC Sabathia and five relievers who combined on the shutout. Following the game, Rays manager Kevin Cash talked about the setback.
He pitched. He really pitched, and not surprising. I mean, this is a guy that we've had plenty of battles with, and it seems like, you know, just his efficiency, way he just has that ability to keep the ball off the barrel, and that's what he did. I mean, I don't think it was any fault of the hitters. I think you really got to credit CC for his performance.
You guys were able to put some solid swings on their pitchers, but just not able to capitalize with runners in scoring position. How frustrating is that to see?
You know what? Not too frustrating right now. Like I said, you credit their pitcher, even CC, and then with the way the bullpen came in. And, you know, when you're talking about Tyler Clippard, Dellin Betances, and then Chapman, you better get some runs early off this team and try to get as many as you can and get a lead. And we didn't tonight, but that's okay. We'll come back tomorrow and have a good performance. I thought Odo threw the ball really, really well. I was happy with we were all happy. I mean, it was kind of a unique line that he had, but he was never in any jam, it seemed like. It was kind of not easy, but he just controlled the game. You take away the home run, and it seemed after that everything looked no jam for him.
How do you think your bullpen has looked so far? Can you kind of see it coming together, some of the things there?
That's really tough to tell this early. I mean, I think the guys that we've asked to come in and get outs, they've done a nice job. I mean, Danny Farquhar 2 days ago really threw the ball well. Obviously, Alex came in and got a big three outs for us in the ninth. And then today, really happy with the way Jumbo threw the ball. We know, for a guy that we don't know that well, that was pretty electric stuff. And then Austin Pruitt's going to be fine. You know, he's young. He's still kind of finding his way. But he's a guy that we have plenty of faith in that he'll get some comfort out there and be just fine.
How about Daniel Robertson's first game? A little rough at the plate, but he seemed to field the ball well. He didn't pinch hit for him.
Yeah. Yeah, again, tough matchups. You know, we're going to ask Robbie to play against probably a lot of lefties here in the near future, and he'll have some good at-bats. But, I mean, I think anytime your debut, you probably get a little bit of a hall pass. If you have a great day, great. If not, it's totally understandable. No, there's no telling the amount of nerves that were going through his mind. But, you know, he goes in the game and makes two nice plays.
Kevin, what happened on the Borges ball? Did you have a chance to talk to him, or did it hit something we couldn't really tell?
Yeah, we none of us know either. We all kind of lost it from the dugout. Obviously, Pete lost it. We're not sure if he lost it due to hitting something or not hitting something. I know it was really hot off the bat, just kind of went straight up. It could have gone over the B-ring.
You mentioned Odo. I mean, it seemed like he just had that one little stretch there. It's a maybe single, home run, double.
Yeah.
And it was like in five pitches or something. Was that just coming out of anything? Or?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the Hicks said the pitch to Torres was a kind of a cutter that he left it in, and he jumped on it. I mean, the guy's a good hitter. And but no, other than that, I thought Odo pitched really, really well.
Sousa everything you wanted out of the leadoff spot tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. We just needed more offense total, but Sousa was fine.
Kevin, you're confident, I'm sure, that the hitting is going to be there this year.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're going to have some nights where it's quiet, and you look at what Sabathia did, and he was moving the ball. He really pitched. He pitched into the righties, got him sped up, and then he went away. He had everything working. There wasn't a pitch that he didn't have that was a sequence that we could adjust to. He kept a lot of guys off balance.
Yeah, so the only pressure you put on him was in the fifth there. You had, I think, Kiermaier up with two on and then Longo on deck.
Yeah, and KK hit the first pitch, yeah. I mean, I don't blame KK. Get a pitch you can hit, handle, or think you can handle, and go after it.